But it's also important to remember that Iran refuses to talk about the ballistic missiles to us or to anyone. And that's a big problem.
This is my video update on this Thursday midday, February the 26th, coming to you from Limassol, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And let's start things off with an Axios report, which says that U.S. President Trump, he had a phone call with Le Goblin Ver yesterday for about 30 minutes. Kushner and Witkoff were also part of this phone call. And in this phone call, Zelensky, he told Trump that the war will end by the end of 2026. And Trump then told Zelensky that he wants the war to end in 1 month. And then Zelensky, he asked Trump for a trilateral meeting. He wants the President of the United States to organize a meeting between himself, Putin, and Trump. Zelensky, Trump, and Putin. That is what Le Goblin Ver asked of Trump. According to Axios, Trump told Zelensky that if the next round of negotiations goes well and progress is made between Russia, Ukraine, with the United States always being the neutral mediator, then Trump is going to organize a trilateral meeting. He will put together a trilateral meeting between the three leaders, because Zelensky claims, according to Axios, that it is Trump who can bring an end to the conflict, but you have to have that meeting between Zelensky, Putin, with Trump sitting in the middle between both those leaders in order to bring them together. So that is the report from Axios. Axios is citing a Ukrainian official and two unnamed diplomats familiar with this phone call. Axios is also reporting that Dmitriev, Russia's envoy, economic envoy, could be in Geneva today, meeting with Kushner and Witkoff. I know how Trump can end the war. Not in 1 month. If he really wanted to end the war, I could tell U.S. President Trump how to end it in 2 weeks. You can tell Trump how to end the war in 2 weeks. If Trump really wanted to end the war, all of us knows how he could end that war. Not in 1 month, but in 2 weeks. If he wanted to really end the war. Anyway, Dmitriev possibly in Geneva to meet with Witkoff and Kushner. Now, Witkoff and Kushner are in Geneva because today we have the big day of Iranian-U.S. Talks. We could be seeing a breakthrough or a breakdown. A breakdown that could lead to a massive U.S. War with Iran, a catastrophic U.S. war with Iran. Or we could be seeing some sort of a breakthrough deal. There are reports which claim that what Iran is offering the United States is a dilution of uranium enrichment in exchange for sanctions relief. That is where the Iranians are for full sanctions relief, by the way. Dilution, uranium enrichment for full sanctions relief, and no missile negotiations, no ballistic missile talks, none of that. All of that is off the table. What the United States is ready to offer Iran, at least for the moment, today in Geneva, is zero, or what they're going to demand of Iran, actually. They're not offering anything. Zero offers from the United States. What they're demanding of Iran is zero uranium enrichment forever. Forever, ever, ever. Zero uranium enrichment. And and the discussion on ballistic missiles. That's the demand from the United States. So it looks like both sides are still far apart in all of this. Very far apart. But we'll see what the day brings. Hopefully we get a deal. Hopefully we avoid war, avoid a conflict. But if you go by these reports, it looks like the United States and Iran are nowhere closer to a deal than where they were during the last talks. So the United States is trying to run the 2003 George Bush WMD script in order to sell this war to the American public. You had J.D. Vance yesterday speaking to the media and saying that the United States has seen evidence that Iran is trying to rebuild nuclear weapons. You have a lot of Trump White House officials saying that Iran is trying to rebuild their nuclear weapons, their uranium enrichment. This is the WMD Iraq script. We have to attack them. We have to go to war with them because they are building weapons of mass destruction, or we've seen evidence that they are building weapons of mass destruction. I don't think they've shown us any evidence. At least Colin Powell, at least with Iraq WMD, Colin Powell tried to show us evidence. He made a fool of himself in front of the United Nations, but at least he held up that vial of what was it, anthrax or whatever it was, or some chemicals or something, to try and make the case that Iraq is building or has weapons of mass destruction that warrants the United States going to war with Iraq. At least Bush made the effort to sell the lie. The Trump administration is not even going there. They're just giving interviews saying, yeah, we've seen evidence that they're trying to rebuild their nuclear weapons. And all of this comes after the thousands of statements from U.S. President Trump and the entire Trump White House following Operation Midnight Hammer, where they said 100% without a doubt that Iran's nuclear capabilities have been completely destroyed. Obliterated is the word that Trump used. Absolutely obliterated. It was the greatest military operation in the history of mankind. The United States Operation Midnight Hammer completely obliterated Iran's nuclear weapons, uranium enrichment capabilities. There is zero Iran uranium facilities, enrichment capabilities left. It's all been completely destroyed and obliterated in what was the greatest military operation ever seen in the history of the world. That is what Trump was saying. That is what his White House was saying. And now they're trying to sell everyone on Iran is rebuilding their nuclear weapons, and we've seen the evidence. So forget about obliterated Midnight Hammer and all of that nonsense. We've got the evidence. We've seen it. We're not going to show it to you, but we've seen it. We've seen it. So that's the case that they're making for war. Politico is running an article which claims that one way the Trump White House is going to sell a conflict with Iran to the American people is if they get Israel to strike first. This is what Politico is reporting. According to Politico, the White House believes that if they can get Israel to strike Iran first, then Iran will retaliate, and then the United States can jump into the war, and this is the way that they'll be able to sell a very unpopular war to the American people. Politico's article has the title, White House Officials Believe the Politics Are a Lot Better If Israel Strikes Iran First. They believe that a possible attack by Israel would provoke a response which would give Washington an excuse to engage in conflict. That is Politico's reporting. So we wait. We wait for this afternoon for the talks to conclude today in Geneva, and we'll get a better indication. Maybe we'll get a better indication as to where we are heading. Keep in mind that the last time Witkoff met with Arachi, which was, I believe, on a Thursday, either on a Thursday or Friday, and they held a seventh round of talks, technical talks, we ended up having, which they described as positive, we ended up having a 12-day war and Operation Midnight Hammer, the last time that we were in this situation, Iran and the United States engaging in talks, which were going somewhere. The Trump White House decided to go with a military attack. So we'll see what happens today. Hungary is getting fed up with Zelensky and Ukraine. Orban is getting fed up with Zelensky and Ukraine. The Hungarian intelligence agencies, they claim that Ukraine was or is preparing some sort of a sabotage operation against Hungary's energy facilities. So what Orban has ordered is for the military to deploy to the border with Ukraine and to protect those energy facilities, the military, to protect those energy facilities from some sort of a Ukrainian sabotage operation. So we see escalation between Hungary and Ukraine, and Orban, he even wrote an open letter to, it's really, really windy, one sec. He wrote an open letter to the Green Goblin, and he posted this open letter on X. And in his open letter to Le Gobelin Vert, Orban is basically telling him to knock it off. He is telling Zelensky to knock it off, stop meddling in our elections. Orban says that Ukraine, along with Brussels, along with the opposition party, are trying to meddle in Hungary's upcoming April elections in order to defeat Orban and to get an opposition party elected that will be more favorable to Ukraine, to the war in Ukraine, and to the globalists in Europe. He also told Zelensky to stop trying to drag Hungary into a conflict. Stop trying to bring Hungary into your war with Russia. He said, this is not our war. This is your war with Russia, but you keep on trying to drag us into this war. So stop it. And he finally told Zelensky in this open letter to just turn on the Druzhba pipeline. Let's get the oil flowing from the Druzhba to Hungary. That was Orban's message to Le Gobelin Vert, the final paragraph of this open letter, which once again you can find on X. From Orban's account, he says, I urge you to immediately reopen the Friendship oil pipeline and refrain from any further attacks on Hungary's energy security. More respect for Hungary. The escalation between Orban and Le Gobelin Vert, with the EU taking the side of the non-EU member state. The EU is not protecting or taking the side of the EU member state and the NATO member state. What the EU is doing is taking the side of the non-EU member state. So BlackRock Mertz, he was in China, or he still is in China. He went to China to meet with Xi Jinping. It seems like all of the EU leaders, the deindustrialized, recession broke EU member state leaders are running either to India or to China. so that they can make some business deals. I believe that China is Germany's number one trade partner, even more than the United States. So Merz went to China to talk business, to talk trade, but to also talk about Project Ukraine. And he asked Xi Jinping to exert influence over Putin and Russia so that China can get Russia to end the conflict in Ukraine. Of course, Merz has to talk about Project Ukraine to Xi Jinping and to China. All of these EU member states going to India and to China. They're in a fight with the United States, or they pretend to be in some sort of a fight with the United States. So now they're ready to do business with two key BRICS members. I think they're trying to subvert BRICS more than they're trying to do business. You pretend to be in a spat with the US, then you run off to BRICS member states with the ultimate goal of trying to subvert and break apart BRICS. Anyway, that's Merz in China. And the big story, I almost forgot this one. This is probably the big story of the day, which is coming out of Cuba. There was some sort of a gunfight, an incident that took place in Cuba. So there was this boat that was approaching Cuba. It was in Cuba's territorial waters, and the Coast Guard of Cuba, the military, the authorities in Cuba, they stopped the boat and they asked for identification. And then the six members on this the six crew members of this boat, they opened fire on the Cuban authorities, and they actually hit the captain of the Cuban Coast Guard. They injured the captain, and then the Cuban authorities, they fired back at the crew members of this vehicle. They killed four of them and injured two, and they have identified the six members of this boat as U.S. It was a U.S. registered boat, and Cuba has identified them as terrorist infiltrators from the United States. That is how they are categorizing this. Quite an interesting, dangerous development, huh? Terrorist infiltrators from the U.S., yeah. That is how Cuba is identifying this boat, loaded with tactical gear, assault rifles, and improvised explosives, according to authorities on the island. Interesting. Dangerous. Interesting. So Marco Rubio, the man that is running the Cuba operation, the regime change operation, the point man, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, was asked to comment on this incident. He said, "Let's have our own information on this, and we will find out exactly what happened," Rubio told reporters, refusing to speculate until reviewing independent data. That's a weak sauce denial. Anyway, that's what Rubio said about this incident, or this failed operation, or whatever this was. We still have the blockade on Cuba. Keep that in mind. There still is this blockade on Cuba. And Russia is, I read a report today which said that Russia is exploring ways to get oil to Cuba. So we have that going on in the background of all of this. So there's a publication in Norway which claims that Jagland, remember that guy? He was the guy in the Epstein files, former prime minister of Norway, and very high up in the Norwegian political elite class, very, very high up, former prime minister. I believe he was also a former foreign minister. He was also an EU official, very high up in the European globalist class as well. Anyway, there is this Norwegian publication
The publication is Inni Heter. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong. Anyway, they say that Jaglin tried to self-delete on February 17th because of his appearance, his involvement with Epstein and his appearance in the Epstein files. He tried to self-delete. That's what they claim. The attempt was made in February, after which the Norwegian Editors Association and individual media outlets immediately reached an agreement with Jaglin's lawyer that the incident would not be reported. Obviously, I cannot verify any of this. I am just reporting what this publication in Norway claims. I'm not saying this is true or not true, but anyway, that's what they're going with. So, do I have any more news? Or should we get to a clown world? Let's get to a clown world. We can wrap up today's Thursday video. So let's start things off with the Telegraph. The Telegraph is mocking the USS Ford and the USS Ford's toilet problems. And this is an article published by the UK Telegraph yesterday. The world's largest warship is heading to Iran with broken toilets. Plumbing issues are wreaking havoc on board the USS Gerald R. Ford as it sails across the Mediterranean. Toilet problems are wreaking havoc. They're wreaking a lot more than havoc, that's for sure. The UK Telegraph is reporting this about the USS Ford. Okay, the Telegraph says the world's largest warships heading to Iran with broken toilets. There have been 205 toilet breakdowns in less than 4 days. Can you imagine if your toilet broke down 205 times in 4 days? That would be bad. That would be really bad. Oh boy, the toilet issue for the USS Ford. As the United States possibly gets ready for war with Iran. So that's the Telegraph reporting on the clogged up toilets. And I saw this video on my Telegram channel yesterday, and I believe it's a video from the events in Kiev for the 4 year anniversary of the SMO and the full scale unprovoked Russian invasion. And you can see Zelensky. I'll post the video in 1 second. I'll put up the video. But in the video, you have Zelensky waiting for Alexander Stubb, but he can't see Alexander Stubb. He's waiting for him. Where is Alexander Stubb? So that the events can proceed. And then Alexander Stubb was hiding behind one of the columns in Zelensky's palace, I guess. And he appears from hiding, and Zelensky is excited. He's happy. He's surprised to see Alexander Stubb hiding behind one of the columns. And then he gives him a big old hug. Come here. Come here, Stubbity Stubb. Let me hug you. Get you a whiff of that Zelensky number five. But I'll publish a video right now so you can check it out. So that is Alexander Stubb, Stubbity Stubb, the leader of Finland, and Zelensky playing peekaboo or playing hide and seek. These are the leaders of Europe, everybody. These are the leaders of Europe. These are the people that are going to defeat Russia. Playing hide and seek. Podolyak, where is Mr. Stubb? I can't see Mr. Stubb. Where is he hiding? Oh, there he is. There you are, Alexander. Oh, you like to play this game, hide and seek. I like hide and seek too. Okay, do it again, Stubb. Do it again. Go hide. I will count to 10. 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10. Podolyak, where does tube go? Don't tell me, Podolyak. Don't tell me where do you go. God help us. God help us. Anyway, that's the video, everybody. The Duran.locals.com. We are on X and Telegram and Rumble. Go to the Duran shop, pick up some merch, and check us out on Substack as well. There is a link to our Substack in the description box down below. I will see everybody tomorrow. Take care.